Hello again, mate. Welcome to episode 89 of Toy Division. This episode is one that was previously on the Patreon account and is all about ways in which to maybe, potentially, improve your painting skills. And again, it's me saying these things, and I'm not a fucking expert. But anyway. Also, you may notice there was no hook or introduction bit with little snippets from the episode on this episode. I've actually had a pretty bad hand and wrist injury for over a month, and I had the cast taken off yesterday, thinking my hand would be back at full function, and it's not. So I can't really use my right hand at all at the moment. So this is a kind of last minute chuck an episode out. I rate the episode, but it's been pretty quick, so I hope you enjoy it. Also, check us out on Instagram, Toy Division 2. That's Toy Division 2. And yeah, let's jump straight in and please enjoy. This one is all about how to get better at painting. So when we say painting, or when I say painting, I don't necessarily mean using brushes and whatnot, as in the stereotypical type of painting, but I guess this is an audience where we kind of know the type of painting that I'm talking about. So this may not be the fact that you do stylized letter writing, otherwise known as, you know, graffiti, hip-hop, graffiti, whatever the fuck people want to call it. Whether you do letters, characters, photorealistic birds, whatever. It's all, you know, I just consider that painting, artwork, that type of thing. And, you know, if we're thinking about the medium that we actually use, or the mediums that we actually use, it could be a brush, it could be spray paint, it could be many different types of things. I think the days are now, well, not gone, but, you know, using different types of materials other than just, you can only use spray paint, you can only use skinny caps and New York fats. I was like, yeah, let's break out of that. So I wanted to give some guidance, really, because I know that a fair few of the patrons that listen to this do paint, and I've now been painting on and off, mostly on, to be honest, for, fuck, since about 1999. So it's been a long time, and I still consider myself pretty unskilled. I mean, I guess it's all subjective, because, you know, thinking that you're any good at anything is difficult. I've got a couple of friends who are really fucking amazing at painting, and they still hate what they paint, and I look at what they paint, I'm like, my god, that is insanely good. So just be kind to yourself. I think that's the first thing I'll suggest, is be kind to yourself and realize that making mistakes and doing a shit piece, that's fine. You know, the neuroscience suggests that repetition, error, basically fucking up over and over again is how you really learn. No one starts off doing their first piece and it coming out amazing. And I'm pretty sure it's a Subway Art quote about it's better to do something that doesn't come out good, different than whatever. I've just bastard and ruined that quote. Terrible quote. But basically, long story short, you've got to fuck up over and over again to get any good at anything. You know, there's this idea, it's like this natural talent. No one starts off really good at anything. And people that often say that they've not practiced, they've got other skills or other life experiences that have helped them to acquire that skill. Now, what I mean by that is maybe they had, you know, when we're talking about painting artwork, maybe as a young child, your parents encouraged you and sat down and drew with you. My parents didn't do that. But I think that could be really helpful. It sets that context. If we're then thinking about being kind to yourself, graffiti writing culture is traditionally very fucking macho and aggressive. And it's like you've got zero room for error and a lot of criticism. And, oh, that's a shit piece. That's fucking shit. You're a fucking toy. Fuck you. Get out of here. And I just find that so strange, really. When I think back on it, I was having this discussion over Christmas when I was back in Sydney, and, you know, the idea that, you know, when you were younger, when I was younger, it was like pretty accepted that older writers would rob people, right? And a lot of them were in their like early to mid 20s, robbing children. That is not something that should be celebrated. That's fucking pathetic. And that's just being a bully. And that is so weird that that's celebrated, that macho tough guy go and rob some kids for paint. Like, what the fuck? Like, I've been musing and thinking about this the last couple of weeks and just think, that's fucking pathetic. Someone who's in their 20s robbing children for paint because it's, in inverted commas, part of the culture. Fuck that shit. You know, this. I don't think people that will be patrons will be in that mindset, but, you know, you mentioned that on other things. Oh, well, you're a fucking toy. That's not real graph culture. Well, what even is real graph culture? What someone's decided 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago in a different part of the world where you live? Or what Subway Art tells you? I think we need to be a bit more growth mindset and change mindset. So I said that first point is be kind to yourself and realise if you're not feeling like you're doing very well, or a piece is coming out shit, or you've done a piece and you're like, that is fucking terrible. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be very honest. I have done so many shit pieces and I'm pleased I got photos of them, but my God, they were shit. So shit. And one of my biggest regrets is I didn't get much better before I did, the higher echelon of the graffiti pyramid, which you can probably work that out if you know anything about graffiti, because most of them were just fucking terrible. But, you know, I've then changed that mindset. I've then changed it to, like, one thing I did have was I wanted to get better and I wasn't going to give up. And I got loads of stick. I'm like, people, you fucking toy, you fucking shit. And that actually kind of motivated me because I thought, well, I'll fucking show them. Never really showed them because they're probably fucking in a gutter somewhere, fucking robbing, trying to rob a 5-year-old or something. Anyway, so second point, so I've got quite a few of these. Draw, sketch. I remember a very, very highly skilled writer in the UK. I remember painting a tolerated spot called 40s in Feltham. Next to this very skilled person, and him saying, oh, I sketch all the time, and me going, yeah, I don't really sketch that much. And I, in hindsight, I probably think he probably was looking at the fucking clangor of a piece that I was putting out, thinking, yeah, you can fucking tell. I basically just used to do the same outline over and over and over again. And I get why people do that, that stamp, that trademark, you know, where I'm originally from, or where I grew up, or where what I was influenced by, it was very much what's known as like the London style. You know, very, think of crews such as, and go and look it up, like DDS, so Teach, Fume, Zonk. You know, go on Instagram that, and you'll see what I mean. It's this very, I love that style, I really love it. And then people like OSA, One Step Ahead, Open Some Alcohol, people like Learn, Fraud, all those people where it had that very, it's like blocky, chunky, just go and look at it. But I was very influenced by that. But what I saw was, and what I was in, someone like Vamp as well. Me and my friend used to just froth over Vamp pieces. Because we were like, oh God, they're all interconnected and the letters are fucking all, there's like cracks and fucking shines and blah, blah, blah. Still a big fan of Vamp stuff. And, you know, Vamp is someone who's very much been very prolific for a long time. That's a whole other story. But yeah, draw. Draw. Go and buy a fucking notepad and just draw and draw and draw and draw and draw and draw and fucking draw. One thing I really avoided when I first started, because I was under this mindset that only toys copy others. And there's a difference, there's a big difference between blatantly copying someone and being influenced by someone. Was it a Picasso quote? I'm probably going to bastardize this, you know. Bad artists copy, good artists steal, or something like that. So if we're talking about being influenced, you know, just looking at a wide variety of styles, you know, not being this rigid mindset. One thing I didn't realize was I probably should have just drawn stuff other than letters. You know, got better at maybe drawing a fucking tree or drawing a fucking I don't know, going down to where some trains run and just drawing the landscape. I was very much fixated on these like letters and wanting to get good at letters. And I was shit. But what probably would have been really beneficial was to draw many different types of things, like building skills beyond just that immediate thing you want to get better at. So one of the things I'm now trying to do is I'm trying to learn how to do characters. I'm trying to learn how to do landscapes. I'm trying to learn how to do fucking shading. I can do a piece, like, probably not with my eyes closed, but I can do a piece, but I'm fucking bored of it. I'm bored of just doing the same, I'm like, you know, initial outline, fill, maybe a cloud around it, because I normally do a cloud or bubbles before I do the outline, but outline and shadows, but that's obviously individual choice. I saw a couple of well-skilled train writers do that years ago when I went and painted with them, and I was like, oh shit, that's the way to do it, must be. But just really expand your mind and go and look at art as well. I got into wider art, you know, fine art, contemporary art, whatever these things are, you know, termed as by the art world. Because I've always had an interest in art, illustration, comic books, all that type of stuff. But what I really wish I'd done is I really wish I'd gone and actually just gone to art galleries and looked and been inspired by that. You know, I saw a quote, completely different type of creative activity, but I think it was the dubstep producer Casper, I think, maybe wrong, stating, you know, it was an interview and it was saying, you know, what are you inspired by, or where do you find inspiration? And pretty much what I can remember was the quote was, or the interview answer, he said, I look beyond dubstep and look into different types of music. I look at house, techno, garage, hip-hop, you know, having that thing where you're getting inspiration from very broad fields of interest and very broad ways of expressing ourselves through painting. Now, the problem is you have this very fixed mindset with a lot of writers. Oh, that's not fucking graph, that ain't graph, oh, what's that shit, fucking hell, that doesn't look like a scene piece from Subway Art. Fuck off. If that's the only thing that you ever think about fucking graffiti, fuck off. Just fuck off. Like, I'm not telling you to fuck off, listener who's listening to this, but just people that think like that, what the fuck are they, where's that gonna go? You can do the same fucking outline, the same fucking style. Just fucking, so boring. So boring. How can someone want to do the same outline? Oh, well, I did a different fill. Wow, fuck. Like, get creative. Like, just sit there sometimes with a pencil or a pen and just think, I'm going to try and draw different letters. This is another thing which I wish I'd done. Just draw the whole fucking alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M. That's a Nicolas Cage quote from a really nutty film where he becomes a vampire. I'm a vampire! Ah! But you didn't expect that in this episode. Nicolas Cage impression. But one thing which I think can be really useful is, I recently in my sketchbook, I've just been like, I'm just going to draw the letter A and do as many different variations as I possibly can to do that. Because we can get very fixed with many things, the way that we do something, our style. And you know, some people, they want to stick with their own style. They want to generate that interest. But for me personally, I've got way better at painting and drawing and creative stuff when I've really just done random words or random letters. You know, I've really got interest in doing backwards and upside down pieces, or writing my letters backwards, or just for a long time, I've not really been doing anything of any substance illegally. And I just thought, well, what's the fucking point of just putting up my fucking word or tag or whatever in halls of fame? So I just started doing random words, friends' names. I did a campaign where I was raising money for a mental health charity or a children's cancer charity. And I did, one of them was like Marvel superhero names. So I did a Thor piece. I did a Hawkeye piece, where it was just Hawk, but Hawk piece. I did a Groot piece. That was fucking really good. And I'm so pleased I did. That expanded my ability and really made me think outside of the very easy box to do. And I'm not hating on someone that does the same outline or the same style and over again. But I'm just saying these things have helped me because I've expanded beyond just doing the same thing. Because that's the comfort zone. And we're talking about error, repetition, getting outside of your comfort zone and doing something a little bit different is not fucking easy, but that's how you get really good at things. Like, enjoy the process, not the end product. Like, I still do different contexts. I still do resistance training, so lifting weights or calisthenics or that type of stuff. I love the actual process. The end goal is kind of, otherwise it's a never-ending hamster wheel. It's a bit like with painting. If I'd stuck with that same outline, I look back at some of my flicks, I'm just like, my God, why didn't I just learn how to do straight letters? Well, no one told me, but anyway, now I'm telling you, only do straight letters. I'm just kidding. So this is a message from our sponsor, Artillery Magazine. They are a online graffiti book/magazine store, and I think it's amazing what they've managed to do, because they've got all these books, which often are a fucking ball ache to order because of the postage, now in Australia. And, you know, there's the one that I've been looking at. I've ordered a couple already, but I've been looking at the, what do 1 million JA tags signify? I've wanted to get that for fucking ages, but haven't been able to face paying the postage. And they have it. So this is the great thing about a sponsored ad, an exclusive discount code. So if you enter Toy Division in your cart or your shopping bit or whatever online, you actually get 10% off your first order. So just to repeat that, put Toy Division in your cart or at end of purchase or whatever, and you actually get a 10% off your first order. Go to their website, artilleryworldwide.com, and use that discount code. And I'm now looking at that, what do 1 million JA tags signify, and I'm like, I'm gonna have to go and fucking buy it now, aren't I? Anyway, big up Artillery Magazine, and let's jump straight back into the episode. Really a wide variety. Get a sketchbook, get a good quality one, get some pencils and some pens. Don't worry necessarily about colouring everything in, like, because you're polishing a turd then. Focus on, this is what I would suggest for everyone that's getting into graffiti, anyone that's getting into wanting to do stylized letter writing, get yourself a sketchbook, get a good quality one, get something to go underneath each page so it doesn't bleed through, get a pencil, a good quality pen, maybe a couple of colours, there's some good ones you can get from Office Works, which is here in Australia, but different parts of the world, you know, a highlighter, a black colouring pen, a couple of highlighters and a pencil and a razor. That's all you really need. You don't need all these special fucking, these special pens and these special, like, you're going to polish a turd, right? It's a bit like with paint. Oh, I can only use Belton, or I can only use MTN94. No. You should use whatever the fuck you can get. Because if you're just using something that's really good quality, that's really covering over how shit you are. That's what I had for a long time. I was doing pieces with good quality paint, and I was fucking shit. Really fucking shit. And often I was just polishing a turd. So anyway, I said, write different letters, different words. Just choose things at random and do the letters you don't like doing. I mean, I don't necessarily suggest doing what a lot of people do, where they just put a random collection of letters together. I personally don't really like that. But again, do whatever you want to do. If you want to write the word Zydab or whatever, do that. If you want to write, well, don't write, I was about to say Zephyr. Don't write Zephyr. Don't write Zephyr. Go and learn some history. If you don't know who Zephyr is, go and actually learn some history. Because that's really important to know who Zephyr is. Just do different things. And it might come out shit. But I said, every time you fuck up, every time you do something wrong, this is the problem we've got as well, because with the wider education system, it's like there's only one answer, and if you get it, it's either right or wrong. There's so much more to life than that. We learn more from our mistakes than we ever will from things going really smoothly. You know, fucking up a piece, leaving a bit of 3D off, forgetting a bit of the cloud. Like the time when I did a piece in the dark and hadn't marked the top of the cans which colours they were, and I thought I was going round the piece with a nice dark purple, so it was like a light coloured fill. Oh yeah, yeah, so I did a light coloured fill, then I thought I'd done a dark purple outline and shadows, and then I thought I'd done a cloud of like a really nice light, kind of almost fleshy sort of brown. Turned out I hadn't marked the cans and fucked it up, and I did a yellow fucking outline, so it was like light fill, light outline and shadows, light cloud. And it just was like, oh fuck, whoops. And I got a flick of it, it kind of came out all right, and I just pretended I'd done that on purpose. But yeah, I then learned from then on, mark the top of my cans, you know, with just a permanent marker, just like, right. You know, I do this now if I ever go out in the dark or whatever, I just put maybe like L for light, or, you know, if it's light blue, LB, light blue. I know, and then I forget what it is. It's really fucking dark. Because having a torch when you're out and about, and again, this is obviously going to be legal spots at night, obviously. No illegals at night, ever. This will obviously be your local Hall of Fame at night, which is always what I do, obviously. And moving on from this, so what I've discussed already, just to quickly recap, so be patient with yourself, do lots of drawing. I would also suggest draw a fucking lot, fill up a sketchbook before you even go out and bless and or insult surfaces with paint. Get really fucking good at drawing. Practice letters, practice different words. Also, this is then going to break this down. So I've spoken about this on various episodes of the podcast. One thing I didn't realise was that to really have symmetrical, good quality letters, you need to essentially build them from blocks. Now, people may know what that means, but I'm just going to explain it. So if you can imagine the letter T, imagine the capital letter T. So you've got a block at the top. Yep. Going horizontally. And then you've got a block going vertically down. So envisage in your mind as you're listening to this, or right, hopefully you're listening to it, maybe not just watching the screen. Imagine you've got a bar at the top, so you've got a block at the top, and then you've got a bar and or block at the bottom. Okay, so that is a T. If you then think of a D, you've then got a block going vertically downwards, and then you've kind of got a block doing that forward swing of the D. Okay, so you can imagine that with blocks. Now, what I found very useful was someone calling me out and going, mate, you're not using blocks. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? I'd learnt this doing an outline. So I thought it was about drawing the outline of the letters with no bits crossing over. So if you can imagine, I would think that a T, so going back to that idea of a T, a block at the top, block at the bottom, or horizontal and then vertical, I thought I would just go all the way round those blocks or those bars or whatever to write out my first outline. So if you can imagine, that's not very symmetrical. That it can be, and if you're trying to then start bending letters, which is what you really want to eventually be able to do, not everybody, but most people then want to get that stylized swing and funk to their letters. So you need to get really fucking good at just doing straight letters. And I know how tempting it is. You want to do something like Cantu or Scene or Bates. But like, trust me, if you try and do something like that, you will do a fucking shit piece. Now, there's nothing wrong with trying to draw it out, but get this idea of blocks, get this idea of symmetrical shapes, because you don't have the skills right at the beginning. You don't have the skills to be bending and getting the symmetry right. And it just, honestly, I did so many pieces where I just couldn't understand why the fuck it looked so bad. It's because I was not using that block. So I had to go right back, straight, right, all the way back to the beginning and start again. And I just wish someone had said to me that this is how you do a T, this is how you do an A, this is how you do a B, this is how you do a C, a D, an E. So again, that idea of an E, you've got vertical, and you've got top horizontal, middle horizontal, bottom horizontal. Now, if we're then talking about sketching out blocks, right? So the first sketch, okay? So you're gonna have it where there's gonna be overlap. If you were painting, you would do, and again, we're talking about this letter T, a block at the top, right? Great. And then you can overlap the bottom block. But then when you do your fill-in, you go back over that. So you can't see those lines. I then sometimes emphasize those lines because I turned out they look pretty good, but that's later on. So this is one of the biggest things which I think, and I see so many, you know, new people trying to start painting or drawing, there's no symmetry. Because letters, go and look at some fucking letters as well. Go and look at some typography. Go and look at letters on like billboards, adverts, books. Look at letters, look at them. They're all fucking made up of blocks. And trying to then just draw the outline of those blocks without any of the overlap, any of the symmetry, is where you can really just do some clangers. And I know that a certain person who listens to these and is a patron probably is just sick of me saying straight letters, straight letters, straight letters, straight letters, straight letters. But once you get the straight letters, then you can start adding some swing. You can start adding some funk. Start adding it where you're bending those letters, you're twisting those letters, you're having them go through like little holes and going through and connecting up together. But just try and get those basic steps. You need to step before you can walk, before you can then run. And then you sprint and then do ultra marathons. But anyway, okay, so, and last point, because I've talked a lot already, go and watch people paint. Now, there's some nuance to that, because you don't really want to go and sit. You know, so going and sitting and watching people paint, please don't just go up and start asking them questions, taking photos, filming. People don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like some fucking random turning up and start filming me. Don't do that. Just go and sit and, you know, don't. If they come and talk to you, great. A lot of writers are grumpy men and don't really want to be talked to by seemingly some young kid. But if you show an interest, if you show some humility, if you show that you're keen to learn, that's actually how you're most likely to get some sort of mentor or have a pathway into the scene, to have people that are very experienced, humble, willing to learn, not acting like a dickhead, not trying to show off as well, turning up smoking a joint at the fucking wall, or turn up, make loads of noise and smoke a joint and all that stuff. That's not great. I go and paint because I want to relax. I don't want some little fucking idiot turning up and, or not even a little idiot, some fucking cool person who's decided they want to start painting in their 20s or 30s turning up and just acting like a dick or making loads of noise or banging loads of music out. Like, just go and sit and watch. And don't sit there for hours, because people might think you're a cop, which is not great either. But, you know, just go and have a look. Watch someone for like 5 or 10 minutes. You will learn more from watching experienced people paint then, trust me, for months of trying to learn yourself. Observing and learning from others is really important. And if you have a friendly writer, you know, they might come up and talk to you for a little bit, but just take that as like a, yeah, don't think, oh, can I have your Instagram account? What's your email? What's your phone number? No. Graffiti's changed a lot, but trust me, I don't like giving out my Instagram to randos. I don't like people asking too many questions. I really don't like people turning up taking loads of photos. So, you know, just be quiet. Think about if you've been in graffiti for a long time, or if you've been painting for a long time. There's a lot of secrecy and a lot of reasons why people don't want to have their identity revealed. You know, things have changed a fair amount now with social media and the internet and stuff like that, but try not to act like a little twat. Or a big twat, whatever. So yeah, watching people paint, it really helps. I'd really like to get some kind of tutorial type things on here, but at the moment we don't necessarily have enough patrons to actually have that happening. But hopefully over time we'll get more patrons, and then I'd love to do some how-to type of things, because I think that can really help. And also a lot of the things on YouTube are how to do graffiti writing, or how to do a special graffiti masterpiece or whatever. They're a bit shit. So leave some comments, give some feedback. Thanks for listening to this. I guess the other thing is just, you know, those underlying foundation component parts of health, physical and mental health. Sleep well, eat well, try not to drink tons of alcohol, try not to do too many, if any, recreational or hard drugs. Don't do any hard drugs, that's not a good path to go down. Try and do mindfulness, meditation, go for walks, be creative. Focus on those foundation components, parts of health, because you can have all the willpower in the world, but to really learn and improve our skills at things, we need to be feeding our mind and body the best quality things. And I often think, well, fuck, I've developed these skills over many years, but I treated my mind and my body like shit. And I just wonder where I could have been if I'd really focused on staying like well. Like if you're putting shit fuel into a car, if you're just chucking in fucking cheap diesel, well, not diesel, diesel's terrible, but if you're chucking rubbish fuel into her, because literally every cell of your body is made from what you eat, and it's influenced from how we sleep, and all these types of things. And if that's enough of a motivation, if you want to get really good at painting, if you want to get really good at graffiti, treat your mind and body really well through your sleep, food and drink choices, stress management, you know, breath work, yoga, qigong, journaling, and exercise and movement. Like that's how you really, because actually when you're learning something new, the learning really happens when you rest and, or most importantly, sleep afterwards. That's where memory consolidation actually happens. So go back, if this is your first episode you've listened to that is a bonus, go back and listen to the last bonus episodes. Done one on resistance training. If you want to climb things, if you want to be able to be mobile, if you want to be able to, you know, navigate terrains to go and paint, obviously always legal, then do resistance training, do some sprint training, treat your brain and body like you're training for the Graf Olympics, or to not age frail, because I want to be painting when I'm 70, 80, 90, like outrunning cops who are 40 years younger than me, 50 years younger than me. So anyway, enough of my ramblings. Hope you've enjoyed this, and thanks again for being patrons. You're all legends. Cheers. So that's bonus episode number 4, done and dusted. Hopefully you now feel like you're a graffiti world style master. Step back Bates, step back Cantu, step back Revoke. We've got the Toy Division patrons coming through here with some tips and advice from someone who still thinks they're shit. But anyway, it's all subjective. Also remember, 2021 and 2020 were pretty fucked up years for many people, and being part of Toy Division and being part of this thing, I think we're all realizing that we're not alone. People do give a fuck about us, and there is a lot of realness in being real. So admitting that you're struggling, admitting that you're having a tough time, admitting that you need help, there's nothing wrong with that. That fixed mindset where you couldn't admit that you're having a tough time mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, all the different things that you can have difficulty with. But that's normal. You're a human being. And let's stick together. Let's support each other. Reach out to a friend. You know, if you haven't heard from someone for a while, just chuck them a text, give them a call. And then hopefully we can all just support each other and, create world peace and all that type of stuff. So anyway, I'm rambling on. Hope you enjoyed this. Give us some feedback. So that's episode 89, done and dusted, quickly put together using my left hand. Hope you enjoyed it. I know it's been a bit different kind of structure wise than the other episodes, but I'm pleased I've managed to get one out. If you want to support Toy Division, support our sponsors, so that's Artillery Magazine and also Brew Inc. Australia, but also share episodes with your mates, screenshot it, put it online, put it on your social media, tag us in it, as in Toy Division 2 on Instagram. Spreading the word and getting this content out there is really, really helpful. And thanks to everyone that listens, and wish me luck as I try and rehab my right hand. I can't actually paint at the moment either, so it's pretty shitty. Anyway, could always be worse. See you in a couple of weeks. Peace out, Toy Division.